yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
Welcome back to Journey to Mastery, the podcast where we explore what it takes to master yourself so you can master your purpose. I'm your host, LZ Flynnard III, and today we're talking about something that every single entrepreneur, leader, and human being needs to thrive, and that's resilience, the ability to get up more times than you fall. Look, life is full of challenges, setbacks, and failures. But what separates those who succeed from those who give up isn't how many times they fall down, but how many times they get back up. In today's episode, I want to explore the resilience factor and how you can build that muscle to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. Let's start here. Embracing setbacks as a natural part of the journey. You know, it's easy to think that failure means we're on the wrong path or that we're not cut out for success, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Every failure is a stepping stone. Every setback is an opportunity to learn, and every challenge is a chance to grow stronger. Think about some of the most successful people in the world: Oprah, Steve Jobs, J.K. Rowling. Each of them faced massive setbacks before reaching their ultimate success. Oprah was fired from her first TV job. Steve Jobs was famously fired from the company he started. And J.K. Rowling was rejected by 12 publishers before Harry Potter was picked up. But the common thread in their stories is resilience. They got back up, kept going, and ultimately became icons in their field. How to cultivate resilience and bounce back stronger. Resilience isn't something you're born with. It's a skill you develop over time. One of the most powerful ways to build resilience is through mindset. When you view challenges as temporary and see failure as setback rather than defeat, you become more resilient. One technique that's helped me personally is reframing setbacks as lessons. Instead of asking, "Why did this happen to me?" I ask, "What can I learn from this?" When you shift your mindset from being a victim of circumstance to seeing challenges as growth opportunities, you become more adaptable, more creative, and more resilient. The role of mindset in overcoming challenges. Resilience isn't just about getting up after you fall. It's also about how you face the fall in the first place. The right mindset helps you navigate difficult situations with grace, grit, and determination. Here's something I've learned. Expect challenges. When you go into anything expecting smooth sailing, every bump in the road feels like a disaster. But when you expect obstacles, you're mentally prepared to deal with them. You don't get knocked off course when things don't go as planned. You adjust, adapt, and keep moving forward. One technique you can use is something I call micro-resilience, building small habits of resilience every day. It's about practicing resilience in the little things so that when the big challenges come, you're ready. This could be something as simple as finishing a workout when you're tired or sticking to a difficult project at work when things aren't going smoothly. Over time, these small moments of resilience add up and strengthen your ability to bounce back from bigger setbacks. So how can you start building your resilience muscle today? Here's an actionable step. Think back to a recent setback or challenge you faced. Something that knocked you off course or made you feel like giving up. Now, reflect on that experience and ask yourself, what did I learn from this? How can I use this lesson to move forward? I want you to write down your thoughts and commit to using that setback as a stepping stone to your next success. Resilience isn't about avoiding failure. It's about learning from it and using it to fuel your future success. The more you practice getting back up, the stronger and more resilient you'll become. As we close out today's episode, I want to remind you that resilience is one of the most important skills you can develop on your journey to mastery. Life will knock you down, but your ability to get back up, to learn, and to keep moving forward will ultimately determine your success. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Journey to Mastery. If today's episode inspired you, I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to hear this. Check out the resources and links in the show notes to support your journey. Until next time, remember, master you, master purpose. I'm Elzie Flynnard III, and this is Journey to Mastery. Stay motivated, stay inspired, be transformed.
Oh yeah, can I get a, oh yeah, can I get a